Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Supernatural Saturday Psychics Gone Wild with me, Linda Irwin, and Jan Drake Bakke. And surf's up, people. We are going to ride the tide from the other side. How are you, Jan?
I'm fine. Doing well. Thank you. It's a great day today, Saturday. Psychic Saturday.
Yeah. Now, you have a poem for us, right?
Yes, I do. And that is really neat that you said supernatural because that word is in the poem.
Ah, cool.
So here it goes. As a matter of fact, the poem is called The Supernatural is the Natural. And so the supernatural is really the natural. A premonition is really a normal condition. A picture in the mind could be a future you may find. A face that you see is someone you may get in touch with eventually. Those words coming to you in a flow might be some angels that you know. Those synchronicities that arise could be some messages from divine ties. Those colors that float in the air might be projections of your spirit family, so beware. God's world in another dimension is getting a lot of new attention. A precious realm for us to grow with and integrate and realize is not just a myth. We are physical, spiritual, and energetic beings. It is nothing new. We are just more available to view those shining angel wings. And that's that one.
That is so true. All of it. Yes, supernatural is natural.
Yeah.
That's the message many of us have been trying to get out to people all along. You know, the way we were guided by the physical authority on planet Earth to not tune into those types of things was so that they could keep us under control. But we're free. We're free at last.
Yay!
Well, everybody call into 773-897-6461. Get your free mini reading. Taste test all of us and see what you think. We've got shows on 6 days a week. We're on early, but the rest of the shows are on 9 in the Eastern Zone. So be sure to check those out. You can follow Psychics Gone Wild by clicking that follow button. That way you get all of the upcoming episode information right to your inbox. We've got 7 lined up right now. The area codes are 786-702-415-916-805-832-352. So should we start out and go wild with our first one?
Yes. Let's go wild.
All right. We're going to go wild with 786. Hi. You're live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Well, thank you. How are you, ladies?
Oh, great.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Could we get your name, please?
Yes. My name is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. And what can we help you with today?
Well, I was just wondering if you ladies see anything coming about in my love life.
Okay, the 3 cards I'm pulling for you is a wise matronly woman. Also a shadow. and a man of security. Now, the wise matronly woman may be the connection that brings about the next one that comes in your love life. But beware, because the man of security starts out having a bit of a shadow side. So don't dismiss him right away unless he does something absolutely awful. It may be that he just is having a tough time and needs to have the company of someone that's decent like you to show him the light, show him the way. Does that resonate for you?
Yes, I understand what you mean.
Okay, Jan?
Hi, Samantha.
I got the
cat right away, and there's a few in there, though. But let's see what the cat has to say about this situation. If any time that you've ever called, if you've ever called in before, and if I've given you the same animal, let me know. It'd be interesting. But the cat says this is a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. Honor your sensuality by dancing slowly with graceful and easy movements. That sounds really good to do. I do that a lot myself. I just dance around, you know, and stretch and stuff. Listen closely to your... Oh, do you? Yeah. Listen closely to your intuitive guidance. Yes, it is, isn't it? It really is fun. Mm-hmm. Listen to your intuitive guidance, as it most likely is one of your spirit guides trying to communicate with you. This is a period of magic and mystery, so pay close attention to signs that will guide and direct you. Whatever you've released, relationships, material goods, self-defeating habits will soon be replaced with something or someone entirely more suitable for who you are presently. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I mean, that sounds great.
Good.
Well, keep on dancing. You know, when you dance, though, you build up a lot of positive energy that is sensed by people around you, even after you're done dancing and you go out somewhere. People can feel that radiance about you, and they pick up on it, and it helps attract the right kind of people into your life.
Well,
okay?
I'll definitely keep dancing. Hopefully good people keep coming in.
Cool. Well,
awesome.
It's good to talk to you, Samantha.
Please.
Have a fabulous weekend.
Thank you.
Okay?
You too,
thank
ladies.
You.
Thank you so
all
much.
All right.
You too. Please call back, too. Let us know.
Oh, sure. I definitely will.
All right.
Okay, bye.
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 Now we're going to move on to 702. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. Hello.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Hi. Could we
get
your name, please?
Hi. My name is Craig.
Hi.
Hi, Craig. And what can we do for you?
Okay, the reason why, I'm looking for a job right now and just want to change my career. I've been teaching for the last 10 years and I want to do something different in my life right now. I just want to know, do you see anything coming?
I'm actually seeing two types of things and they may play in together. One of them is some type of authority position like supervisory or office managing or being in your own business where you can do what you want. And then communication strongly comes up. I don't know whether this would be online communication via telephone, but there's also someone that's helping you from the other side. She's a very peaceful, quiet woman, and it was somebody that you knew in life. Does this resonate for you?
Yes, it does. Eventually, I want to open my own business, motivational farm, and so that kind of goes together.
Yes,
you know,
it does, and you're getting a lot of help, too. Yeah, you're getting a lot of help from this woman. I don't know who she is, but she seems very peaceful but very strong at the same time, and I feel like you can sense her when she's around, like you smell something like flowers or perfume or something that you can't explain.
Yeah.
Yep, Okay, well, she's either a guide or a loved one, or probably both. So I'm going to hand you off to Jan.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay.
What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Hi, good afternoon. Craig.
Craig? Oh, okay.
Yes.
That was great, Linda. I saw a few, but I heard very loudly, Raven. So I'm going with Raven first. And so Raven says, magic is in the air and something special is about to happen. Pay attention to your dreams and visions, especially colorful and powerful ones, as these are indicative of prophecy. In any undertaking or in any relationship, be very clear as to what your intentions are, because whatever they are, that's what will manifest. You're gradually shape-shifting to a more confident, powerful, and spiritually based you that will continue to emerge the more you let go of your old self. You'll observe an increasing number of synchronistic events over the next few days, so just notice these, appreciate them, and don't try to figure them out. Let's see here. And it says that you're a spiritual healer also, and you must be vigilant about any personal shadows that interfere with your true mission and that try to take you off the path. You are able to communicate easily with animals. You carry yourself with a reserved air of confidence and strength, remaining alert to all that's occurring around you. You always know what to do when necessary, and you do it quickly and decisively. So that's really interesting. I mean, Raven is a really interesting animal, and I was hearing it over and over. If any of that resonates with you, that's cool. But I also saw the chipmunk, and so I wanted to check that out just to see what the chipmunk would say during this time. Do you like the raven? I think Raven's a powerful one.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
So Chipmunk says, trust that you're well-protected and that there is no real danger you'll have to face. Be curious and willing to investigate anything of interest that comes your way. Go out for walks, and when you do, take time to explore anything that attracts your attention. From the tiniest pebble or flower to the vista that's on the horizon. Once you've completed a creative project, keep it to yourself for a few weeks before revealing it to others. Pay attention to vocal characteristics of those you encounter, volume, pitch, and reflection, than the actual words, as a way of discerning more about the person than speech alone, than what speech alone reveals. Do what you want when you want to, and don't tolerate others telling you what to do. That's good in having your own business for sure. And you carry yourself with an aura of confidence and certainty, and your movements are quick and decisive. So that's pretty cool. Do you like that one?
That certainly resonates. Yes, I do. It certainly resonates.
Okay. Craig, it looks to me like everybody, the animals and your spirits and even my extraterrestrials are giving you the thumbs up on your doing your own business, okay?
All right.
All right,
Craig.
Thank
you very much for your reading.
Well, thanks, and let us know when you get going. I'd love to hear what you're up to. Okay?
Certainly will. Okay, I will.
Yes, we'd love to have you call back for sure.
Okay, have a great weekend. We'll move on along now to 415. You are live.
Hi, my name is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. What can
Hello?
We do for you today?
Hi. Tomorrow I need to move to a new home, but I haven't been shown where to go yet. And it's been stressing me out, so just any guidance you could share.
Okay. Let's see. I'm actually seeing something that's not right real close to you, and it's giving me sort of a southwesterly direction. So I'm not sure if that's an apartment building or something that might be probably, I'd say, about 5 miles. This is the feeling I'm getting from where you are now. And they're also showing me that there is a man that can actually assist you with helping to find this. I think he's with some sort of an agency from the way it looks. But they're saying something, too, about you're not getting much help from where you're at now. Does this resonate?
No.
No, it doesn't?
Yeah, well, I need money resources also to come in, and that's why it's been so stressful.
I would check all of the advertising you can get, maybe post something. You've got to be careful with Craigslist. There's a lot of scams out there.
I know.
But there's some very legit things out there, too. But it's really better if you could find an agency that would help you get resources and get you moved to where you need to go. And I'm not really sure what...
It's so last minute.
Yeah, it is. I would think for right now that even though they're not working with you where you're at, because that's what they're showing me, they're not helping you at all where you're at right now.
Right.
That if you could get a hold of an agency that might intervene to allow you, so that you're not in a homeless crisis. So I'd do that on Monday. First thing, maybe check a human, I'm trying to think of, it's right next to the unemployment agency. There's a place that could probably help tell you where to go or what you could do. Health and Human Services.
So what should I do? Like, I was thinking of going into a hotel tomorrow or something. I mean, I'm going to be using my credit cards.
Yeah, that can get eaten up pretty fast. And yeah, maybe something you will still end up having to do, but if you could at least get the ball rolling. Health and Human Services, they just showed me the building. Might be a resource for you. Find out what you can do and what your options are. Okay, Jan?
Okay.
Hi, I'm so sorry to hear about this, and that is so scary to have to do that. Linda's so right about human resources, social services you can go to. You can tell them exactly. You know they will try to help you. They do that. You can also go to, if you're in this extreme and you don't want to use your credit card, you can go to Salvation Army. They have a place to stay. You can look up the missions in the town. They always have a place to stay overnight, and they'll feed you. You know what I mean? They really do. If you have no place to go, you look up Salvation Army or you look up these missionary places right in town, and this is what they do. They house people overnight. You have to come in at a certain time or blah, all that stuff, but it's no big deal. You have a place to stay at least for the night or two nights and food. You can without having to spend money at the hotel if you don't want to do that. The horse is what keeps coming in here. I'm getting horse just big time. So let's just check out what horse says. And 181. You can also I don't know if you want to, but there you can always call a church too, and see they do this too. They help people who need a place to stay right away too. So you never know. But okay, so the horse says you're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. So it's time to free yourself from those. Yeah, isn't that funny?
I know.
It's time to free yourself from those, physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get you through this ordeal. You're much more powerful than you think you are. This situation requires strong warrior energy balanced with sensitivity, patience, and compassion. And teamwork with your family, friends, or community is important right now. So that just, to me, says it all, exactly what Linda was talking about, getting involved with, one of the community organizations and having them help you and getting in with team having a teamwork type of situation with them, and with any family or friends of a church that you might know of for today, or those places that you could stay with tonight, Salvation Army, the missions. And then it says, even though you know how to travel to other dimensions and realities, you will still deal well with mundane issues and concerns. So you're going to deal with this. And you're a natural leader and evoke confidence in others. So while you're going through this, people are going to feel confident about you. And so I feel like you are going to get the help you need. Does that feel
Do you know how long it's going to take for me to be? I mean, I don't know how safe the Salvation Army or anything of those are. And I have a small dog,
I
didn't want to separate from him.
You have a small what?
I have a small dog.
Okay.
I don't know if you could take them into
the I don't know if they take the dogs. Oh, gosh. I'm not sure. But I have to tell you that I have stayed in the Salvation Army before. And they're just fine. They're safe. They're very safe. And they give you nice food. It's very clean. It's not a bad situation. There's some funny people hanging around, but you don't have to hang out with them at all. It's just for you to have a place to stay. You have some food, and you're fine. It really is. And I think it's okay. At least it was for me. This was years ago when I was kind of sort of in homeless situations traveling around.
Right.
So anyway, and then also they have missions too that do the same thing. And this is for people who are in situations just like this and just for some reason or another didn't get a place to stay that night. You know, they're in between something. And it happens to so many people. It's just not that unusual. I mean, it is unusual, but it's a hard situation. I know it is. I'm sorry. But I'm just saying they will help you. They can help you. And you, don't be afraid to call any of the churches, any of them. Just call them and just tell them what your situation you're in. I mean, you need something right now. You know what I mean? And so
yeah, I do.
That's what they're there for. Yeah, they're there for to help you. And then on Monday, you get a hold of social services and go down there and talk to them and say, I am homeless right now and I need help right now. And they do it. They do it.
Okay.
You'll be all right.
You'll
make it through this. Yeah.
I just feel so scared.
Kelly.
Okay. I know. Aww.
Well, you've got our loving arms
around
you. All
right, thank you.
You'll be okay.
Let us know, okay?
Yes.
And if stuff doesn't
okay,
come out
you.
The way
with
good,
love.
We'll figure something else out, okay?
Okay.
That's right.
All right. We're with you. We love you, Kelly.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Take care, Kelly.
Wow.
We're right here, okay? Just
That's
call us back.
That's the situation. Yeah.
I know.
Well, we're going to go ahead and go on to 916. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. I don't know if that girl is still there, but in California.
Yeah, she's still listening in.
You could stay at rest stops for 8 hours, and they had dog walks there and police patrol. So California pretty much knows people have to be in their car sometimes. And if you're there 24 hours, they're going to stop and say, well, you're only allowed to be here 8 hours a day. And
okay.
So I know because I had to do it. Or trip.
Wow.
Well, thank you.
And then what happens
if
they
have time to take care of your pet? And that's the thing about having a pet.
Yeah. Well, could I get your name, please?
This is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
I just checked on the phone to see if you were going to be on today, and it's. You were going to be on in like 18 minutes, so I kind of got to call you. It was time to check in. And so,
Diana, thank you for the additional advice. She was listening, and she heard you. So,
okay. But I don't know where she was. But I know the California is pretty safe with rest stops.
Yeah, it felt like California. I don't know all the area codes, but it kind of felt that way. Well, anyway, what can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to pick up a message for the guys. Things are moving kind of slow.
Oh, I'm showing teamwork apprenticeship. Actually, two people that are you and someone else that might be thinking of starting a business. Apprenticeship, starting something new.
Oh, yes. Okay.
You and someone else as a team, as a partnership. And I also see that it's also not going to be right directly where you are, but perhaps an online venture because the other person lives far away from you. How does that sound?
Perhaps. Would they be in California?
Dan, what are you getting?
Gosh, I'm getting a few of them, and it's hard to quite decipher it. It's a long neck. I just can't think of what that animal is.
It's like a giraffe.
It's not a giraffe. It's a bird type, long neck. It's not quite the swan. It's not a duck.
Flamingo?
The heron?
Oh, my gosh. Maybe it's a flamingo. It does. It has a flamingo. I think it's flamingo because it just has, that's what it is, because it has that kind of, that's the neck. You got it, Linda. Oh, my gosh. That's so cool.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you. Yeah. So let's see what, so it says, avoid loud, noisy events and any chaotic or frenzied situations. Be ruthlessly honest with yourself as you check in and see if you're following your inner truth. Significantly increase the amount of vegetables in your diet that contain beta-carotene, such as carrots, broccoli, and spinach. Before taking action on the question before you, balance the information you're getting psychically or intuitively by thinking it through carefully and logically. And you've been isolating yourself too long, so now it's time to seek out the company and companionship of others. But it also says you love to socialize and enjoy living with large groups of people such that you have difficulty spending too much time on your own, alone. I mean, you, because of your ability to shape shift, you make an excellent actor or performer, and you have refined ability to filter out things and people in your life and maintain a connection with anything that has a lot of heart. So that is what it says. I think that's so nice.
That was the flamingo. Yeah, that was nice. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure.
Oh, Diana. Diana, have you tried calling the new toll-free Psychics Gone Wild number yet? It's 844-935-7200. I'm leaving a message right after the beep.
Well, no, I have not. When did you start that?
I'll have to check that out. Leave a detailed message on who you are. It's not only just for scheduling readings, but also just for sharing who do you like and why. They've been having sort of a rhyming contest, or I should say Jethro has, with the rhyming contest for who you like and kind of putting it into a rhyme.
Oh,
like I'm a Jan fan, for example.
Now that was beautiful.
Isn't that that was a neat saying that he thought up, didn't he? That was so cool.
Yeah, he did.
That's nice of
him. So Psychics Gone Wild Hotline. Is it on the website then?
I believe he's got it over there, but I'll say it again. And, of course, people can listen in the archives for anything that they missed. It is 844-935-7200.
Okay.
Yeah, so Diana, go ahead. Call in.
All right.
Well, I hope we helped
and
you.
And Diana, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead.
What day is your show on, Diana?
I don't have a show. I just do other shows.
Oh, you don't?
No, I do readings, but, you know, I don't have a setup here to get online, so. whenever someone,
okay.
usually when somebody drops out of someone's show, if call, you know, you want to call in tonight.
Hmm. Oh, I
so
see.
I have been on,
oh,
on
that's
the,
cool.
Mark of Healing for Inner Peace. That's my latest
uh-huh.
one, but I won't be on this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Wow. That does
that's
sound like
I made,
fun.
I made cards when I was out there. I made my own cards. I felt like cards were...
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I wanted to change basic life coach messages because that's what cards were for years, was the basic life coaching, and I tried to change them around to fit what was really going on. So they're not really... yeah, they're not really something that you've... Some of them, it's like you've heard before, and some of them sound very different. Because everything needs to change.
Yeah, my ET cards are just basic outlines, and then they fill in the blanks while I'm sitting here.
Yes, and I love your cards.
Thank you. Right, Diana, well, keep us apprised of what's going on, and try out that number,
okay.
huh?
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Have a fabulous weekend.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
I love it when you call in.
Oh, thank you.
Love to ya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to go on now to 805. You're live on Psychics Gone Wild. Hi.
Hi. Hi, my name's Donna. And
hi, Donna.
My question is, hi, I'm enjoying your show. My question is, I'm on the dating internet, and I wanted to know if I was going to meet a male love relationship this way or another way, and what do you see for me in this aspect?
Okay, what I'm saying first of all, and I could say this because I agree with it, is be very careful about the internet. They're showing me
okay.
what's been happening to some of my friends, that people come on really positive and loving and light, and it turns out that they're not really. So it's going to take you using a lot of your intuition if you're going to go this route.
Yeah.
But what they are showing me is you'll know the person when you see it. It's somebody that's more quiet.
Oh.
They're not overly flattering. They're just honest and just
yeah.
themselves. They're not trying to impress. And that it's somebody that doesn't live right near you. So
oh,
several.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to meet a man that is, he's coming up about 2 hours away to look for property where I live, to move where I live. So I'll be spending some time with him.
All right,
well,
keep your antennas focused. They're showing me antennas.
Exactly.
Like you've got antennas.
Cool.
Okay. Jan?
Thank you.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Jan.
I got these big bulging eyes coming out and saw this long face. And it's the alligator. So, that's kind of neat. Take your time to digest what you're now learning rather than rushing ahead to pursue further education or gather more information. You need to be very protective of your personal territory and assertive about setting boundaries. This is a time for renewal and new beginnings. Mm-hmm. As you emerge from a dark period of your life, I don't know if that's true, be sure to gather all the facts and look at the situation from all sides before passing judgment, making decisions, or taking action. If someone has confided something in you personally, you need to keep it hidden for now. And you're clearly at the end of one cycle or phase of your life and moving into a new era. You're feeling drawn to study some of the ancient wisdom and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it says, you may seem a bit cold to others upon first meeting, yet given time you can warm up to them. Keep to yourself, but when you do reveal yourself and others see you as a very strong presence, you move rather slowly and deliberately until someone invades your personal space. And you take your time assessing any troubling situations. Take action only once you're satisfied that you have all the necessary information. And so when you do, you act swiftly without hesitation. So that is what the alligator says there. Does any of that resonate? I think the alligator is so interesting. I don't see it.
It does.
It does. Okay. I don't see it too much. Too many times on people.
Oh.
I'm just picturing an alligator with antennas.
That's cute.
But yeah, you've got really great.
What's that?
Oh, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I just wondered what you said.
I was just saying that I live kind of a private life.
Well, sometimes that's good because you're not distracted so much if you're in your own private space when you need to be. Distractions can sometimes pull us all different directions that sometimes we don't want to go, right? So, yeah, that must be where you're sharpening or polishing your antennas at.
Yeah, that resonated with me. My nephew, he's, I think, 20. Could he get a little reading? Because he's never had one before. He just came up to me and asked me.
Well, if you want to put him
you
on the phone, we can give him
a
real quick.
Yeah, I'd love to. Okay, thank you.
Here, Blake, ask your question.
Hello?
Hi. Can I get your name, please?
Hi, this is Blake.
Okay.
Blake?
You're just wanting a general reading?
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
Well, I'm seeing three people in your life. One is a woman who's highly intuitive, and I think you're standing right next to her as a possible means of guiding you from the physical world. I'm also seeing that you're a person who's very interested in keeping the health and safety of the planet and the abundance of the people on it, and that you pursue those kinds of causes, whether that's what you post on social media or actually signing petitions. And I also see a distant figure away from you that's kind of like a father figure. This could be an uncle, and it's somebody that you're at odds with, so just kind of try to keep the peace. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, just keep the peace. Don't let them push your buttons. Okay, Jan?
Okay. All right, thank you.
Oh, wow. Hi, Blake. I see several here. That's really interesting. But I'm seeing the eagle for you. So let's go right into that and see what's going on with the eagle and what eagle. Whoops. Let's see. Oh boy, I can't find it in this. Oh, wait a minute. Do I have it? I'm sorry. I have to look at... I was going for this other book, but I'm going to go for this book. That's okay.
Okay.
It came in very clearly, but you have several, too. And you had some insects. But the eagle says, there's an opportunity for you and that you're considering, and it would be best if you take advantage of it soon. There will be a new beginning in a positive direction following a recent period of strife, one in which you've gained a great deal of stamina and resilience. Detach and rise above the mundane so that you're able to see your life and circumstances with a broader perspective and greater vision. It is time for a great spiritual awakening, one where you experience a greater connection to the divine. This is an important time to get creative inspiration from the divine. So heed any guidance you receive. Whenever you put out positive or negative, you will now return to you. It will return to you in some form more quickly than ever. You're very spiritually evolved and to be a born leader, and people gravitate quite naturally to you. You're willing to endure challenges and struggles because you're confident that you can meet them and you trust that they're necessary for your spiritual development. So you're passionate and have maybe a bit of a temper that you have to watch. One of your main lessons is learning to conserve your energy. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. Oh, my.
One of your main... One of your main lessons is learning to conserve your energy and apply your focus to what's truly important. Take advantage of opportunities without hesitation and with a strong faith that there will be lessons or gifts that you will discover. Pay attention to the sensations in your backbone as an instinctual trigger to be more alert to what's going on around you. So, wow, that's really cool.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Well, thank you both for calling in today. And I hope we helped you.
All right.
All
you
right.
did. Thank you very much. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You too.
And be sure to visit Psychics Gone Wild at www.psychicsgonewild.com. Also, Uncle Jethro, who's been lifelong involved in this wonderful venture of light work and giving readings. You can find him at www.jethrosmith.net. And now we're going to go on to 352. We're on with you. Hi.
Hi, Linda and Jan. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm Kathy.
Oh,
and,
hi, Kathy.
Jan.
Hi, Kathy.
You and I have been chatting back and forth.
Hey, what's that buzz going on back there? My ET's hanging out at your house or what?
I don't know. They might be.
Well, tell them that the pizza delivery hasn't been done yet, and they need to get busy with that.
Oh, gosh. I live in the middle of nowhere. There's no delivery of anything here.
Well...
Oh, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to know, I have a lawsuit pending that hopefully should be settled in the near future, and I just would like to know if you see that I'm going to win it or when I'm going to win it or if it's going to be profitable.
Okay, my cards don't give timelines most of the time, and they're not today, but they're showing me that your persistence is paying off. There is a rescue ship. You actually... I don't know, your lawyer seems to be doing his homework, so to speak. And with your persistence and your lawyer's persistence, there is going to come a settlement or situation that will be pleasant for you because they're showing me the Golden Liberation card, and that's something very positive on the outcome. Jan?
Is this the Kathy that I know?
Yeah, we've been chatting back and
Kathy?
Forth.
Oh, yes, Kathy. Oh, how awesome. I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. Yeah, we've been talking about Michigan.
Yes.
And Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I've been, and once again, I'm seeing water with you again. And because I was seeing all the fishing before. So, wow. That's just right in there, all the water and stuff. But what the animal that's coming really clear for me is the dolphin with you. So that, let's see what animal I'm seeing right now. I don't think I've given you, I didn't give you an animal when I've been doing your readings lately. So this is neat to give you one at least one for today. Playful, friendly, and highly intelligent, Dolphin speaks to us about humanity. Naturally inquisitive, creative, dolphins adapt easily. They devise games, race through the water, ride waves, and leap into the air for sheer joy. Dolphins refuse to see this because we don't care to see it in ourselves. That is the dark side of ourselves. This too is part of dolphins' medicine, to hold a mirror to humanity, reminding us what it means to be fully human. In other words, that the dark side and the light side. They like to show both, but mostly they like to show the love and joy and happiness of life. That's what Dolphin is mostly into. Dolphin encourages us to feel deeply and breathe, to play, dream, love, and with abandon. Dolphin smiles as we lose our natural exuberance with expressions of love. And so I know you're asking about your lawsuit, but for some reason the Dolphin is coming in here and saying, just enjoy it a little more. Enjoy life. Try to have more fun. You know, just enjoy it. And I'm trying to get to this other page where it says, take a few minutes every day to meditate while playing one of your favorite pieces of music, and smile more, and try to notice how other people are smiling back at you. Think and behave more lovingly and positively toward that person you may be having difficulty with, and try doing dolphin breathing, which is deep breathing, and let's see. If you're feeling uptight, you want to release all your tension. There may have been a blockage of communication with a relationship, but you are being prompted now to move into a more deeper spiritual type of relating. And so since you are a master communicator, you're able to listen too, and you're sensitive and keenly aware of people's feelings. And you're the guardian of the waters, which means that your soul's assignment is to do anything you can do to protect and clean up the oceans, rivers, lakes, streams. And that, to me, that goes along with how you like to fish. That just says it to me about fishing. You're highly intuitive, psychic, and even telepathic with both people and animals. And And it says, stay, you're flirtatious in a playful and innocent way. And so basically, that I just love the dolphin. That's such a positive animal. It's just telling you to do all that stuff, stay with all that fun stuff, and try to remember that in your life while you are just doing so well, is what I want to tell you too. You really are. You're doing so well. And I know you've had, you know, some hard times, but you're able to come out of all that and look beyond it and forge ahead. And with the dolphin is just saying, do it with a sense of humor and try to have fun and just enjoy it a little more. You deserve it. You know what I mean? You deserve to have fun. And I know you have all of these things you have to worry about. Exactly. I know you're worrying about all these things, but just try to have fun too while you can. In through all of it, you know what I mean,
right?
Basically.
And Kathy,
yeah, I'd like to try to work on what's the word I'm looking for? Bettering my psychic ability and telepathic and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Because that's very true. I was going to say people actually get scared when I say something because I swear 9 times out of 10 it comes true.
Okay,
oh,
well. Tell you to look up Sirians, Sirians, and Blu-rays. So I think you're going to find some information there that resonates for you. And to call on the Sirians, especially when you're out fishing, okay?
Okay, will do.
All righty.
Cool.
Thank you so much. I hope we help.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Have a great weekend.
Oh, you too.
Sure, Kath. Talk to you later.
Okay, 860, are you our hero? Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hi.
Great. Could we get
that
your
rhyme.
Name, please? Pardon?
It's Corrine.
Oh, hi, Corrine.
Corrine. Hi, how
All
are
right.
you guys
Corrine?
Today? Yes.
Good.
Great.
I think I've spoken to you before, but it's been so long, and I really kind of jump on, but I listen to you guys all the time. You guys, just listening to you just now, this whole time, has just been wonderful. I have to say,
oh,
you guys are just wonderful.
Oh,
you
like
really are.
Thank
I've
you
enjoyed
so much.
Myself. I mean, I just think about all the people and how we're all hurting, and everybody is just reaching out to each other, and you know, just saying, "Hey, stick in there," and I just love it—the unity, you know.
Well, even the callers.
Yeah,
I think it's
for sure.
Incredible how the callers can come in with some amazing information that we didn't even think of, and it's just one big community here. On the Psychics
exactly.
Gone Wild, and we're just trying to help each
and
other out.
And I'm
going to
dance a
time.
Lot.
Yeah, dance.
Because I think that's wonderful how your power carries over, and you know, when you go out. I never even realized that. I'm like, yeah, because your energy, you're pumping yourself up, and you know, you're lifting your spirit. And so it's just like that makes a lot of sense. And
yes.
The reason why I'm calling in, of course, is I think one everybody wants to know about is love. And I just was wondering if you see anything coming in my future.
Actually, I see that you're making connections in your dream time in the astral realm. Because they're showing me the sign for the ascension. And that means a higher dimension where you're making the connections. I also see that you're taking command and that you're looking for someone who is not going to be frightened off by you or intimidated by you, somebody that's strong in their own right. So you just keep following, asking for guidance and pay attention to what your dreams are showing you, and that connection will be made. Okay, Jan?
Oh. Thanks, Linda.
I'm getting two animals really strongly right now, and one is, the very first one was the unicorn. So let's just go right into that, which unicorn is part of that kingdom, that really cool, magical kingdom. The, what is that kingdom called? I always forget where the fairies live. the fairy realm. Let's see if I can find the page. And it says, it's vital that you pursue any creative or artistic interests that pressed until now. You'll notice more signs and visitations from the nature spirits, the elemental kingdom, that's it, such as the fairies and sprites. Let go of your worries and responsibilities for a while and just play and have fun. Suspend your disbelief and open yourself. Yeah. And open yourself to perceiving any and all helping spirits from the non-visible world. You're going to meet some gifted children, and you'll learn some important things from being around them. You're going to experience a surge in your personal power, so use it wisely. It says that you're highly artistic and creative and have to express yourself in a way or your life force becomes diminished. You have innocence and purity about you, retaining the childlike sense of wonder and awe. And you're attuned to Mother Nature and care deeply and passionate about the environment. You work with the fairy realm. Yeah.
Oh. That's so funny because I had a reading once and someone said, like, if I was in, that I would be a fairy. And you're talking the unicorn.
Really?
The person that I had that reading from gave me a deck of unicorn tarot cards. She said they were meant for me.
Wow.
She bought those for me. Isn't that weird?
Oh, really?
That's great.
Cool.
It's like
awesome.
this whole hour has just been wonderful, and everybody's been getting touched, and I feel it so much for just taking the time to do this because it helps so many people, and I just enjoy listening to both of you.
Well, thank you, Kareem.
Gosh.
And I want to say
thank you
for also adding your light.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, you ladies have a wonderful afternoon, and I will continue to listen. I'm going to let you go so someone else can be able to share with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks
bye-bye.
So much, Kareem. You've just made my year.
Oh, Jan. Love, Linda. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Just a reminder, everyone, be sure to get over to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Contact us, link. Tell us what you think of the show. Who's your favorites? Put in for prizes. Jethro pulls prizes on his shows. Also, our new toll-free number, 844-935-7200. Be sure to schedule a reading with one of our family for in-depth personal one-on-one. Take that time, and they are very competitively priced. Check it out. You will find out that you're not going to find better prices or better coverage anywhere else, in my personal opinion. So we're going to go on to one last call for the night. We'll thank 203-858-254-315-216-414 for joining us. Be sure to call back in on Monday, Gary Wimmer, and all the rest of the week. But for right now, 916, you're on with Psychics Gone Wild. 916. We just lost them. Okay, well, we will head on real quick to 858. 858, are you with us?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you?
Hello?
Just barely
Hi,
hear you.
This is Janet.
Oh, okay. Who?
This is Janet. How you doing? Thanks for being there.
Hi.
Sure.
Can you hear
me? We've only
for
got
sure.
about 3 minutes, so this will have to be a real quick one.
All right. Well, my thing is in regards to career, that I'm working some jobs that are commission only, and I seem to be working a lot and not making any money. If I should look for other types of jobs, one is real estate I'm doing and one is cooking.
I'm actually showing the real estate would be a better thing for you, because what they're showing me is somebody that's in charge of a large number of property and people. That's just kind of what the three cards go together here. Jan?
Yeah. I see reindeer. reindeer. That's what I see. I'm trying to look it up real fast. Here it is. Hurry up. Oh, dear. But I also see... I see reindeer, but I can't find it in this book. It's probably in another book. I know we don't have much time, but I also saw the camel, too. So let's check out what the camel says real fast. And more than ever, it's time for you to trust your own intuition for guidance. Pay close attention to your senses, what they're telling you. You have a lot more energy and durability for the task ahead than what you think. You have a lot of support, and take it with complete trust that you have everything you need that for you to succeed. Although you never want for anything much, it's still a good idea and a practical move to store away some supplies and money for future use. And so you're remarkably adaptable and can have considerable inner strength, able to withstand and endure just about any condition life throws you. You're generally very patient and kind, and you have the ability to succeed and thrive in environments that others might not be able to deal with. You remain consistently positive, and even in amongst the most challenging situations. So you're going to be able to change over if you need to, and be successful in whatever one you choose.
I agree.
So be confident.
Janice, we got to go. They're getting ready to shut the lights off, as Jethro would say. Thank you for calling, and be sure to call back into other shows. Jan, real quick, how can they get a hold of you?
Sure. At psychicsgonewild.com. That's our website, and my email is jandrake 007 at hotmail.com.
And great, and be sure to check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well. So be sure to tune in Monday for Gary Wimmer, and we will say love, light, healing, peace, and unity, and stay wild.